together. All I do wanna know, love to save the day. Well, good evening, everybody in New York City. How's everybody doing tonight? This is Kay. I'm down here in sunny Florida and wishing I was up there enjoying the cool fall weather. And the name of this show is Bless the Next Generation. And the mission of the show is to reach out to you guys. We have an epidemic of young people committing suicide. Depression is number one with adults. We have 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. We have 30 million children in American poverty. One out of every two marriages is ending in divorce. And we have a lot of issues with the next generation. And I picked out the song because in that song it says you got to be bad, you got to be bold, you got to be wiser, you got to be hard, you got to be tough, you got to be strong, you got to be cool, you got to be calm, and you got to stay together. Love will save the day. Well, guess what? Love will save the day if we can get into love. Did you know people's hearts are just hardened, and there's not a lot of love out there. There's not a lot of heaven out there. So hopefully this show will inspire the next generation, and maybe somehow I can communicate God's love to you and God's light to you in spite of my flaws. And in spite of my humanness, I would like this show to lift you guys up and let you know how special you are, because we are living in a day and hour where there is so much stress. And God is love and God is light. How in the world do we do this? Because we got to stay cool. We got to stay calm. We got to be so tough and so strong. And it's not easy out there. And I'm a grandmother, okay? And I am so concerned about my grandchildren and about all of you guys that are listening. And I just really hope that these shows are going to lift you up. Now, I was a high school French teacher and a Montessori kindergarten teacher. And I went through a divorce, and I've been doing this show for about 15 years because I said, God, just take me and use me. I'm just so concerned about the nation, and I'm so concerned about the next generation and all the hassles you guys have. I've got some great news for you tonight. I've got some good news. How would you like to hear some positive news? So sick of hearing negative news. Well, what is positive? Positive is consisting or characterized by the presence or possession of features or qualities rather than their absence. It's with no possibility of doubt. It's very clear, very definite, certain, indisputable, reliable, firm, tangible, real, showing optimism and confidence. It's convinced, showing pleasing progress, gain. It's a favorable good, a promise, greater than zero. Well, God's promises are positive, and they are sure, they are concrete, they are tangible, okay? How do we get our minds into God's love, and how do we get ourselves filled with positivity, filled with optimism? We have to get rid of the negative. And what is the negative? The negative thoughts are its absence rather than the presence of. Of a negative person, it could be their attitude, not desirable, not optimistic, pessimistic, defeatist, gloomy, cynical, fatalistic, apathetic, critical, unenthusiastic, uninterested, harmful, bad, adverse, damaging, disadvantaged. Negativity is a word that expresses denial, disagreement, refusal, rejection, veto, contradiction. It negates and denies. In photography, it's an image made on a film that shows the light and color reversed from the original. It's less than zero. It's no. It's a refusal to accept. Now, we can either be positive or negative, okay? God's promises and faith is positive, but we are in a battle between the positive and the negative, between the darkness and the light. God's word is light, and God is light, and God is love. But we are in a world that's filled with negative poison, and our minds tend to gravitate to negative news, and the news is negative. So this whole show is, how do we get positive when we live in a negative world? We have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we think. How do we do that? Well, the book of Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, it says that we have to transform our mind. That means when a caterpillar is transformed into a butterfly, they have to go through the metamorphosis. They have to metamorphosize, and they have to grow and change. And we, as human beings, have to allow the Holy Spirit of God to come into our life and change the way we think. We have to transform our stinking thinking. How do we do that? It's the same way a caterpillar changes into a butterfly. We have to come down off this low level, this negative, below zero level, and get up and get positive and get optimistic. How do we do this? We have to change the way we think. Proverbs 2:23-7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you're having negative thoughts out there, well, guess what? We all do. You can change the way you think. You are a free agent, and you can change your thought patterns. We all have a propensity to have a certain personality, and salvation is free. It's a free gift from God that you do can live eternal life with God by accepting His plan, and He has a plan for your life. And how do you do this? You come on into His family. And God wants every listener that's listening tonight to come into His Holy Spirit, to come into the peace and the joy and the love of the Holy Spirit, to come into God's promises. How do you do this? You have to change the way you think. The way you think is a particular opinion, a belief, or an idea about someone or something. It can be an idea about a viewer. It can be a determination, a reason, a judgment. The way you believe. To believe is to accept something as truth. It's confidence. It's trust. To consider something honest. To accept it. To be convinced of it. And it means to understand and imagine. To believe God is to trust God and to trust His promises that He has given to us. You have to come on into His family. And this is a walk by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. God is spirit. We are triune. We are body, soul, and spirit. And we have to change our minds. We have to change the way we think. We have to totally renew our minds. And we have to change our views from negative to positive, and it's a process. Now, Jesus said, if you humble yourself like a little child, if you do not humble yourself like a little child, you cannot enter into the righteousness, the peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit. We have a plan in this life. God has a plan for you. You were not here by happenstance. Every person created has a mission. Every person that's listening tonight has a plan for their life. How do you come into God's plan? Well, you have to believe. You have to open your understanding. What is your understanding? Your understanding is your perception and the meaning of words. It's the language or the speaker. It's to comprehend, to grasp, to interpret, to accept, to recognize, to view something in a particular way. Is to infer something from information received. You have to come under understanding and give it a try. You open your heart up and allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life. And I know you're stressed out there, and you're full of doubt, and you don't believe, and you're frustrated, and you're angry. You need to come on in to the Holy Spirit. How do you do this? You have to say a prayer. You want to stop and say a prayer right now, all the listeners out there. We are trying to reach out to the next generation. The kids are having a tough time out there, and we're not dealing with chemical imbalances tonight. If you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man, because God is spirit, and we are spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. And when we die, we're not taking this body with us. Our body returns back to the dirt. But our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, and our spirit will live forever. And God wants you to live for with Him. And you have a free will. You have to make up your mind that you are going to believe. So if you want to say a little prayer right now, it all starts with a prayer. Just humble yourself and just say this little prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I want this Holy Spirit. I want the peace, the joy, the healing, the prosperity that's offered in your scriptures. Please fill me now. Thank you for forgiving me. I forgive myself and forgive everybody that's hurt me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you're born into God's family. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's just the beginning. Salvation is free. It cost Jesus everything. He walked the earth 2,000 years ago and did all the miracles and raised people from the dead and rose himself from the dead. It's a recorded fact of history that he raised himself from the dead. And he's coming back again. And that is the entrance in. Jesus said, there is no other way to the Father but through me. So that is the beginning, and the Holy Spirit is with you, and God's angels are with you. Now you have to renew your mind, and you have to get rid of the negative, stinking thinking, and you have to open your understanding, okay, the way you view something. Pessimistic, negative thoughts have the wrong view. You have to change your view. Allow God to come in and heal your image, okay? Every person has a talent. Every person that is created has a special gift inside of you. God does not make garbage. Every person created has some beautiful gift on the inside. A talent, an ability, an aptitude. Every person has something to offer mankind. Now, in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are being destroyed because they don't know what God's word says about the situation. They don't know that God loves them. They don't know that there's healing power available. They don't know that God has plans for their prosperity, that God even cares. And unless God's people shine the light out into the darkness, they're not going to know. The next generation, they are taking their lives. We have 20 million kids on drugs. We have 120 soldiers committing suicide out there every single week. Our precious soldiers who have fought for our nation and protecting our freedom so that we aren't getting bombed and our enemies are off our territory. Those precious soldiers are coming back to America, and they are taking their lives, 120 soldiers a week. What are we going to do about it? We need to love them. We need to pray for them. We need to honor them. They are VIP. All the soldiers out there, our veterans, are VIP. We need to make them feel special and do as much as we can for them. Because without them, we wouldn't have our freedom. We could be just like a third world country if it wasn't for our soldiers out there. Now, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't know. What you don't know can kill you. In the book of Galatians, it says that Jesus became a curse, that we are redeemed from any curse. We have the blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ. What is the blessing of Abraham? Well, you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 20. It has the whole, all the blessings of Abraham. We're blessed when we go in. We're blessed when we go out. No sickness comes into our dwelling. Our children are exalted above the nations of this earth. We lend and do not borrow. Our enemies flee in terror before us. They're awesome, awesome blessings that are bestowed upon us through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to set us free. Sometimes it's a gradual process. The more truth you know, the freer you're going to be. The more you renew your mind to God's promises, the better your life is going to be. And all of us struggle with dark, negative thoughts of fear and anxiety. There is so much anxiety out in the world. Jesus said, don't be anxious about anything, casting all your cares and all your worries upon me, for I care for you. It's a continual release. There are so many worries out there, especially as a grandmother. I have three grandchildren. I have to constantly release my grandchildren over into God's hands and not worry about them because they're in public schools. There's a lot of bullying out there. There's a lot of negative evil out there. They're exposed to so much evil in the media and on television, the music. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to cast all my cares over to the Lord Jesus Christ and let all my worries go over to him, and he will protect me. His hands are well able to protect me and protect my children. I have to let go. I am not in control. I have to put everything into God's hands. And when you don't, and you're struggling and striving, God does not want that. He wants us full of peace and full of love. He wants to care for us. And what is care? Provision, welfare, protection of someone, custody, charge, responsibility, help, aid, assistance, consideration, thought, regard, attention. God wants to care for you. He cares. He wants all your worries. He wants to fight your battles. He's the Lord of the hosts. He's the Lord of the battles. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. You want peace? Come on into God's family. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. There's no peace out there in the world. Okay? He wants to encourage you. The world and the negative news out there is very disheartening. It's unenthusiastic. It causes someone to lose confidence. It's discouraging. It's demoralizing, and it casts you down. It depresses you. It disappoints you. It dismays you. It's intimidating. It crushes you. It's gloomy. It's low-spirited. It's pessimistic. That is what the world offers. Pessimistic, negative news. It's the opposite of being enthusiastic. Little children are enthusiastic. They're happy-go-lucky, because they're trusted in their parents. Now, that's how God wants us to be, but I'm going to tell you what, the negative news out there destroys our enthusiasm, okay? The opposite of enthusiasm and disheartening, the opposite is to encourage. God wants to encourage us. In 2 Chronicles 15:7, it says, be strong, don't give up. It says your work will be rewarded. Are you struggling out there? God will reward your work. Any labor that you're doing for God is not in vain. You will be rewarded. God is watching us, and every word that we speak is recorded in heaven. Everything we do is recorded, and God will honor you and encourage you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Are you worrying out there? Are you fearing out there? Is there a lot of instability in your life? Don't worry, because God will hold you up in his hand. You can claim Isaiah 41:10. It's a promise to you. It's a promise to me. Whenever you start worrying, get God's promise and stand on God's promise, and don't be defeated. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "I know the plans that I have for you, to give you hope and a future." Do you know what you're doing out there? Do you know where you're going out there? Are you lost? Come on into God's family. God has plans for your prosperity. He has a unique plan. Everybody's thumbprint is different. Every hair on our head is numbered. The Bible says, God knows how many hairs you have on your head. You know how many hairs I lose every day? God has them all counted. He wants you to come into his family. He wants to care for you. He wants to hold you up and encourage you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't give up." Oh, it's so easy to give up. There's a lot of people that are listening tonight that have given up. Come on back on the team. Get back on the team. God will reward you. You don't give up. A lot of Christians give up right before their breakthrough, and they lose. Don't give up. Don't get weary. It's so easy to get weary because you're struggling. You're trying so hard. Don't give up. Anytime you're trying to do something good, don't give up. You will be rewarded. It says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, if you give up, you may not get your reward. It's so easy. The darkness is constantly trying to discourage us, bring us down, make us give up. Don't give up, because your reward is going to come, if it's conditional, if you don't give up. Mark chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible." God can turn that rebellious teenager around. God can turn your marriage around. God can turn your job around. God can turn your finances around. God can take the impossible and turn it around. You can't do it. And maybe you've been striving and stressing, just like I do all the time. As soon as I surrender and say I can't do it, that's when I get the victory. As soon as I let go and casting all my worries to the Lord, that's when the victory comes. But sometimes I keep striving and striving and worrying and worrying and striving and striving. The Bible says the flesh doesn't profit anything, but the Spirit gives life. We have to let go and let the Spirit take over. It's exhausting. It is absolutely exhausting, and it steals our energy away. Now, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 19, it says that they could not enter into God's rest because of their unbelief. They couldn't enter to the rest. Unbelief blocks the rest. That means you can't relax. You can't rest because it's blocked with unbelief. And what is unbelief? The lack of religious belief. It's the absence of faith. It's disbelief. Okay? So if you're going to enter into that rest that God has for you, you're going to have to stop doubting and believe, because the unbelief blocks you from entering into that peace and that rest. Now, I think we have a caller on the line. Brandy's on the line. Brandy, are you there?
I am. How
are
you?
Oh, good. I'm so glad Brandy's on the air. Anyway, Brandy, we're talking about faith and standing on God's promises, even though there's so much discouragement out there. People are being disheartened. The next generation, they're taking their lives. We've got 20 million kids on drugs. The kids are dropping out of school. And we're not talking about chemical imbalances tonight. We're only talking about the spiritual side of man and how we are in this battle of faith. And we're fighting this battle of faith. And the darkness is trying to just knock us off the team all the way. But Brandy is going to talk to us tonight about these struggles and how we're going to stay positive when we have all this negativity hitting us. Brandy, this is her expertise. Tell them who you are, Brandy, and everything you're doing with the next generation.
Thanks, Kay. Brandy Winans, here in the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, although I go everywhere that I am needed. I do personal development, and I'm also co-chair for our Department of Juvenile Justice Faith and Community Steering Network for Circuit 6. And chair of our NFL alumni Tampa Bay chapter celebrity caring for kids golf tournament coming up. So, you know, we wear a lot of different hats, Kay, and sometimes when we're wearing all those hats, we can be distracted in so many different ways. And so the spirit kind of takes us into coming back into the real world, so to speak. You know, 2 Kings reveals that life is a series of choices. And it's also the confidence that God is able to turn negative into positive, rebellion into reform, captivity into freedom. And, you know, here's the thing, though. God sees what we can't see. And that's where our faith and our trust have to come in. But it starts with the type of choices that we're making in our life. And we don't always make the right choices. I know how many times a day that, you know, I'm making wrong choices. But then because I'm in the spirit, God will immediately convict me or take me to that. Is that really where you want to go today? Is that really what you need to do? And, you know, once we can truly start to come into the spirit and receive the spirit, which is a choice. And, you know, if we're not there yet, we don't know how to receive that. And that's where I'm seeing so much of the suicides of the turmoil in our country right now because we're being so distracted with technology and so many other things. And it is a challenge, you know, but we can see the challenge, but God can see our purpose. And, you know, a while back I wrote a program called the Reprogram You series, and it started with redefining success, because a lot of times people think that success is if you're the head of some corporation, if you are, you know, at the top of the world in an area, you've succeeded while I'm down here, you know, in the trenches, and I haven't gotten there yet. But what people forget is that as we are making decisions and choices and we're failing, those are the times when we are going to have the biggest success if we recognize those failures when we're trying and not be so upset with them, but looking at them as the next stepping stone to get us to where we want to go.
Brandy, if I may interject, yeah. That is a very important part, because the listeners out there, sometimes they think when they're with God, that it's just going to be this smooth, easy ride.
Yep.
And they hear these messages on TV sometime that make it sound so easy. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm a grandmother, and I've been doing it a long time. But it is definitely not easy. Okay? And, Brandy, can you just explain to them that it's a stepping stone? The path of a stepping stone is like each step. Sometimes it may not be a smooth path. It gets bumpy. And people get discouraged, and they give up, and they give up on God, and they just go into total darkness, Brandy.
That's so true. I mean, sometimes those stones are pretty slippery, too. So, you know, we fall down, and we take detours in our life. You know, I consider life as an adventure, and some days it's a full-blown drama. Some days it's an action film, and some days it's, you know, I'm the Lucy show, it's a comedy, and some days it's a little bit of all of that. And it's how we're perceiving each day that's going to take us to the next level of success, and knowing that it's only through our failures that we're going to succeed. But once we recognize that, then we can realign our self-perception. We all have a different self-perception of ourselves, you know, and you have to start with what defines you. You need to ask that question. What defines you as a person? You know, is it the car you drive? Is it the house that you live in? Is it the college that you went to? Or is it something deeper? And that's where I like to go with my clients. Let's go deeper than that. So maybe you haven't gotten to that big house or that wonderful car that you're driving, but you're on your way there. So if we can realign the self-perception of ourselves and keep gaining that trust within ourselves and learn to try to find the spirit within us so that we can keep staying positive instead of the negative, and look at life as an adventure. And some days it's going to be great, but the beauty of every day is we get a chance to do what? To start over the next day.
And you know what, Brandy? That is the wonderful thing about God, is that He cleanses us from all our sins. And I don't know, everybody that's listening out there, I have made so many mistakes, especially since my divorce, and I have messed up. But you have to be determined on the inside of you. Forgive yourself. Once you ask God to forgive you, you have to forgive yourself and don't beat yourself over the head. And then get up and get back on the team, right, Brandy?
Absolutely. And, you know, all of that, when you're down and out, it all starts back with trying to find yourself in the spirit and then finding and being able to retrust. Trust is what will build or break us. And if we've had broken moments in our life and we have not been able to really trust people and we've been taken advantage of, we've been abused, we've been molested, we have, we've had alcoholic parents, all the things that have taken us there that have smashed us down to a point where we have lost our self-confidence within ourselves. It all begins back with trust. And in order to have that, you need to find somebody in your life that can give you the positive support. If you're around negative people all the time, you need to release those negative people and start looking for positive people that are going to support you. And that's not always easy when you're in a family relationship where your siblings, maybe your parents, and what happens is that everything that we do in life, Kay, is learned behavior. So if we have been suppressed in a family that has stayed negative, and never, you know, you're never going to amount to anything, and look at me, I've never been able to amount to anything, and so forth and so on. We're staying suppressed. That's why it's really important when you're outside that family unit or wherever you are, if you're at work, if you're starting to go out and get involved in different groups or passions that you like I love photography, start developing those positive, strengthening relationships that can help you gain that trust back and gain.
Amen. Amen, Brandy. I'm going to interject here because every person that's a believer, God did not call any Lone Rangers, and everybody that's listening needs to get into a church family. And even though you may not have a good natural family, God has a church family to heal your heart. There are churches out there. You ask the Lord and get planted in a church and be part of the body of Christ, and God will heal your heart and your talent will come out. And get around a positive group of people. Get some Christians in your life that truly love the Lord. Right, Brandy?
Absolutely. And, you know, everything I went through in my life before I turned 21, it wasn't until I was 21 and I had left home and gone to California that I found my very first mentor. And I was very lost. I had gone through a lot as a child. I was a troubled teen. I'd lost my dad, and my mother had tried to commit suicide, and all different kinds of things were happening in my life to where I had lost my self-confidence. I had my wall so high up and a chip on my shoulder because I was so emotionally distraught, I would not let anybody in. And it wasn't until I found my mentor and I started getting around people that I could start to learn to trust again. And, you know, when I work with kids at DJJ, and Kay, you've been out there with me, trust is the first factor. And you can't create and recreate any mindset until there is trust. And then you can start to move forward. And then you can start, when we talked about redefining success and realigning self-perception, reigniting your personal passions, that's when you can really start to open up and say, you know, I've always wanted to do this. And this I can spend hours doing and tinkering, and now let's figure out what kind of education you need to do that so that you're fulfilling your life, you're fulfilling your purpose, and now you're able to reach people's lives and help other people find their purpose.
Okay, yes. Now, I'm a little distracted right now because Socrates just walked in, and anyway, he's just a powerful blessing, and we're talking about surrounding ourselves with positive people. Now, we're not going to be able to do that 24/7 because most people do not speak God's word. They speak negative poison in our ears, negative in, negative out. Just like if you eat junk food in, junky body. Whatever you fill yourself up with, and you need to fill yourself up with God's word because all the negative out there wants to come on in and steal your faith. Now, Socrates is a man of faith. He's a man of power in the Holy Spirit. He is the biggest blessing to be around because he's so full of God's love all the time. Socrates, tell the listeners, and Brandy's on the line, what your ministry is and what God's shown you.
I called by God to be a servant to a servant. That's what I'm doing, and he's given me a ministry of love. He's holding me by the hand and teach me love. Love you. Everything you see is be love. Everything you hear is love. Everything you speak, love, and walk in love, because I'm love, says the Lord. And he's given a ministry of healing. Two angels came first in my house for 1 week, and he said, the Lord coming, and the Lord came and gave me a ministry of healing with love and power. And power is me. The power of love, the power of healing has come from heaven to earth. And God, when I heal America, America, I have to turn to Jesus. Jesus is Lord from United States of America. And God planned to heal people. It's not by Obamacare or Trump care or this care. God's care is the best care to everything, because he's loved his people, and he's planned really to do a revelation in the United States through the Irish president right now. We have a great man of God. He's loved the land. He's loved this nation. And he's want to make America great in a lot of ways. And I know God is behind him.
We definitely have to pray for America. Now, I'm a grandmother, and I'm so concerned about America because it's not the way it was when I was growing up. And I'm going to tell you this. If good people, if you people that are listening tonight, do not stand up, evil will take over. We need everybody listening. I think there's 17 million listeners, and it goes all over the world tonight. I need everybody under the sound of my voice has a mission. Everybody needs to stand up. And if not, evil's going to take over. And it can come knocking at your door. It can attack your grandbaby. It goes into the public schools. And it infiltrates through the media, the poison, the music. And if good people don't get out there in the media, in Hollywood, we need to pray for all the movies that are being produced. Socrates has many movie producers in Hollywood right now on the front line trying to counteract all the evil.
Yes.
Tell them what you know about
yes.
that.
Yes, the Lord told me to go to Hollywood and prophesy and pray, because I work in the 70s there with Mary Griffin Production. And he says, speak to Hollywood to turn to Hollywood. And things that happen, he's cleaning house.
Amen.
And he sent me tomorrow, exactly. I'm going to Las Vegas for 4 days to turn the Sin City to Holy City.
Amen.
Include the hookers, turn to the church. The church start
Amen.
Getting full in Las
Amen.
Vegas.
Yep.
Things start shifting. The fire of God hit Las Vegas, and the fear of the Lord came to them, and people come to repentance.
Amen.
Like September 11th. In New York, all
right.
the churches used to be full.
Right, right.
The same. Something good happened yesterday. I don't know if everybody knows. The stock market came 23,000 points. Ever be before.
High.
Absolutely high. This
means
United States now is one of the strongest economies in the world, and the stock market, they should be praised. The Irish president, because they be blessed abundantly.
I'm going to tell you what, as the leader goes, as the head of the nation goes, so we all go. As our mind thinketh, so are we. And if we're going to sit here with negative in our minds, our whole body goes negative. If our leaders above us are not trying to stand against the darkness and the forces of evil, then our whole nation will turn corrupt. Right, Brandy?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we were talking about things happening to us, you know, God doesn't allow negative things to happen to us to be mean. He sees our potential, and he can use it to birth something new in us. And I think we forget that when bad things are happening to us in our life, it is for a bigger and greater purpose. I know it has been in my life and many people that I've dealt with throughout. And yours too, Kay. I mean, look where we've come over the last 25 years. And hi, Socrates. It's nice.
Hi, my sister. It's a blessing to hear
you. How are you?
Lovely voice.
Those are the things that, you know, we tend to take the negative things and keep them negative. And if
right.
we open up our heart and look where God is trying to take us to find that purpose, like what we talked about before,
to
give back and help others.
Now, this is Brandy. This is a very good point you brought up, because so many people that are listening have fallen away from the Lord because they can't handle the pain sometimes. They don't understand what God's doing and how to let go and forgive so they can move, and they get stuck in that pity party. They get stuck in the pain, and they're saying, why did this happen to me? And they don't know how to overcome that, Brandy.
Exactly. And major increases come after difficult times, and God will use the loss to birth something new in you. And you know, when you look at it that way, and take it the positive out of that negative, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But finding your purpose in order to develop that and utilize it to glorify God and to be able to help others from it. And that's really what we're all here for.
That's what we're here for. We're all very different, gifted, Brandy and I and Socrates. But every person has a special part in the body. And you may be the fingernail, or you may be the liver. We need our liver. Just because we don't hear the liver, thank God we have a liver. Just because you're not the mouthpiece, we need every person to get in your position and do your talent. Now, Socrates flows in the, he's gifted with the power of the Holy Spirit. He's seen 70 people healed of cancer, and he can come to where you are and pray for you if you don't have that kind of faith. Right, Socrates?
It's a blessing to the Lord. I'm a servant. I see the Lord give me power against the spirit of death. And cities now start calling me, and different schools, colleges, and it's all free. I'm not charging no money. God say, free I give to you, you free gift to them. And I see the supernatural working, and the glory go to God. To God be the glory. And I know today is the day the Lord have made for all of you listeners from this beautiful program today. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, because He can lead you the way to heaven. He can bring you peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And He can heal you. And me and Kay, we hold hands together and we speak against cancer. Cancer, go out of people of America, and the healing of God come in. Diabetes, go in Jesus' name. Arthritis, go. Blood pressure, go in Jesus' holy name. And we speak the blind to see, the crippled to walk, and we declare the goodness of the Lord in Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' name. And we speak
Amen.
To doubt.
Amen.
We speak to doubt. In unbelief, we speak to anxiety and all the torment. If the darkness is out there tormenting you, you don't have to be tormented. Come on into God's love and family. Now, we need to figure out, we've got about 10 minutes left. Socrates, what else do you want to say here?
The thing is in my heart is from the United States to love one another. God put in my heart very dearly, told to my people to love one another. If they love one another, they know you are my disciples if you love one another.
But you know, Socrates, sometimes Jesus said if we do the first two commandments, don't worry about the rest, because if you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and if you do the second one, love your neighbor as yourself, you won't have to worry about the other commandments because you'll be so full of love. But the problem is, if you don't love yourself, you can't love other people. And if you're sitting there full of anxiety like I get all the time because I'm moving and there's so many anxiety, if I get full of anxiety, then I'm rude and short and I'm not loving and I'm in the flesh. And it's so hard to stay in that spirit realm, right, Brandy?
Absolutely. It is extremely difficult, you know, and I'm just thinking about Jeremiah where he says, "Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and for whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day yet set over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down, to destroy and throw down, to build and to plant." And those last words, to build and to plant, are so powerful. If we look at our life as being able to plant new seeds and watch them grow by reaching out and helping other people, okay, and then to watch it as it builds, and that the communities and the vision of our nation come together to rebuild our nation. And
that's a good point, Brandy, because it's rebuilding.
Powerful.
And, right. And what Brandy is saying is, if God is crushing me, God has smashed my pride, okay, and he continues to humble me, because if I'm not humble, he can't use me. And it's painful sometimes to be when God corrects me. We like to stay in the blessing, but sometimes God is correcting me and molding me, and it's painful. But the good news is he has a higher purpose, wants me to bring me deeper into his glory realm. And so we're in a school. We're in the school of the Holy Spirit. We are teachers here, but we're also students. And don't worry about the suffering. I don't like to suffer. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is long suffering. I can't stand to suffer.
No,
but it's
also
fruitful. You know, it's fruitful.
You can't do anything about your past. You have to let the past go. You know, yesterday is gone. You can't bring it back. We can live in the present. That's why it's a gift. Tomorrow, we don't know what the future is going to bring. But you can do something about today. And every day we have that, like I said earlier, that wonderful, beautiful opportunity to start over and put back what happened yesterday. And, you know, letting go of our hurts and forgiveness is also something that is difficult at times when you've been through a lot. And it's hard to let that go. But, you know, until you do, you can't heal from it. And if you can't forgive, you just keep rehashing that over and over again within yourself, and you can't move forward.
And you're going to stay right there, and you're not going to go forward, and you're going to stay in the negative darkness.
Yep.
Now, do you want to come on into the promised land? Do you want to come on into God's blessing? You have to let go, like when you shed the skin, when animals shed their skin, let go of the old man and come into the new. God's got brand new, exciting things for you to do. You don't have to live in your old negative yesterday. Don't worry about yesterday. Focus on today. God's got exciting things for you, right, Socrates?
Absolutely. The joy to the Lord is our strength. And I like the way my sister before talking about the Jeremiah, and I say Jeremiah 33:3, call me and I answer to you.
Yes.
People, you should call God, and God plan to answer to you and teach you beautiful things you know not.
Right, but if you doubt and you have unbelief, it blocks that. You have to humble your mind. Jesus said, unless you humble yourself like a little child, you're not going to enter into this righteous peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Our mind, the Bible says, our carnal mind wages war against the Spirit of God. Our mind blocks the Spirit of God sometimes. We have pride in our mind, right, Brandy?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just going through my Bible, and I pulled up what my husband had sent me a few years ago before he passed away, and it was 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, and it really hit home here on what we're talking about. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and our momentary troubles are having us for eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And when you can turn yourself and give yourself to the Holy Spirit, you're going to have eternal life. And
you're also going to have peace and joy. Okay?
You're going to have peace and joy at what is unseen.
Right.
Because you're
right,
trusting the Lord.
Absolutely.
And your faith.
Absolutely. The thing I want to share with everybody today is because the Lord is working with me to minister now in Las Vegas this weekend. He say, go and tell them to love one another, to forgive one another, to bless one another, and speak life to them. Speak life, because the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came, says the Lord, to give you life and life or more abundantly. We have to live in the fullest of life. We cannot complain and murmuring. We cannot gossiping. You know, we have to speak life.
We have to speak life, but there is such a battle going on. The Satan, just the darkness, wants to overpower us. And my grandson came on the air. He's playing football, and we talked about the football of faith. And we're on the defense and offense, and we're fighting the powers of darkness. So we're on the kingdom of light on the football team, but they're constantly kind of bring us down, right? Brandy's so into football, right, Brandy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm very proud of Christian. He's really forthright.
Yeah. These kids, I'm telling you right now, we better be praying for our grandkids, because what they're going to have to face is nothing like and they need our prayers, right, Socrates?
I agree. We're not working from the defense department. We Christians work from offense department.
We're on
against
offense.
The work of the enemy.
Amen.
That's good. We go against the work of the enemy. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violence taken by force. We have to speak forward, speak life, and cast out the demonic forces to get out the United States of America. And as the Spirit of God to touch and shake up this nation, a revival come through inside through the ministers to all of us in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Very,
Amen.
Very powerful. And I don't know. All I want you guys listening tonight, we want the love and the faith to come through the airwaves. Because I know you're driving home from New York tonight. It's happy hour. You've had a tough week in New York. And there's a lot of unbelief and a lot of darkness there. And it's so hard to believe sometimes if you don't have good fellowship and you don't have anybody and you're not in a church and you don't have... You know, if you have a lot of negative going on, it's so hard to get in this realm, right, Brandy?
Absolutely. You know, and I was just thinking about when our tongues determine where we go. You know,
our tongues determine. Yes. That's right.
Our mouth and our attitude all determine where we're going to go. But it's up to us to make those kind of choices to reprogram, to recreate our mindset, and to be able to move forward in a more positive attitude. And that takes discipline.
It takes discipline. And I have this little thing because I was telling this girl today I wanted to go to the Bronx and do a work in the Bronx, and God may still release me. And I did a study on the Bronx, and it's all on granite. And people's heart, when they get a real hard heart, it's like granite, and you can't break through granite. Only a diamond can go through there. And so when you take life for granted and God's for granted, your heart gets stony. And gratitude determines your attitude, and attitude determines your altitude, and altitude determines your aptitude. You want to get high? It's about latitude. The kids are all doing drugs. They want to get high. The way to get high is start being thankful. Soften that hard heart. Let the Holy Spirit, there's a supernatural high. We got 20 million kids on drugs because they just want to get high. They just want to get high. They don't know how to get high. This is how you get high. Start being thankful. You say, well, okay, I don't have anything to be thankful for. You have ears. You can hear. You're not in the hospital. You're not in jail. And if you are in jail, we love you. We want to come and speak to you because you're precious too. But it starts with gratitude. And
yeah.
So many people are so ungrateful and so unthankful, and it makes your hard heart. Right, Socrates?
Yes, because the spirit of negativity starts coming in. That's the reason we need the Holy Spirit. America needs the Holy Spirit across the land. I'm going to the Catholic churches, to the Greek churches, to the Messianic, everything. And the Lord says, speak my spirit to come in and shake up everything and bring them to life. Because those who have the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God.
Right.
God has already ordained us to all be doing something great. You know, He knows from the time that we're born, and not to let your pain be somebody else's gain. You know, because you can let that pain be somebody else's gain if you're willing to talk about it and move forward and release it for good.
Brandy has an awesome teaching. If you would like her to come into your public schools or your Christian schools, she has a fabulous step-by-step teaching on how to get into your calling, Stepping Stones of Life. Now, we have a couple of minutes left, Brandy. I want you to tell the people how they can get your curriculum. She wrote a fabulous curriculum. She can come into the jails and the juvenile detention centers. Socrates can come in there, into the hospitals there. If you have loved ones that need prayer, he can come where you are. Both of y'all give your
okay. Mine is real easy. Brandy Winans, like BB and CC Winans, W-I-N-A-N-S. My email address is livespeaker, L-I-V as in Victor, E-S-P-E-A-K-E-R, at AOL.com. You can Google me. You can find me pretty much anywhere on the Internet. I've written several books. One is called The Stepping Stone of Life, The Flip Side of Glory, that are on Amazon, Kindle, and Nook. And then I've written a variety of curriculum for my workshops. And I go to you. I do one-on-one by phone, in person, or in a workshop.
And okay, and Socrates, Brandy can come and do the workshops right there in the ghetto. Wherever you are, she can bring the Lord's gift with her. And Socrates, how can they get you?
Very easy. My name is Socrates, S-O-C-R-A-T-E-S. Last name is Charos, C-H-A-R-O-S.com. They are all my informations. SocratesCharos.com.
Okay, and Charos is
I'm in downtown Clearwater.
Socrates Charos, CHAROS.com. Now, if you need to get in touch with me, I'm at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. It's all about you guys. It's all about the next generation. That's all I care about is you guys coming out of your hurt, coming out of the darkness, and coming into your calling. We love you so much. We've got about a minute left. Brandy, is there anything else you want to say?
I just want to say thank you again for having me on today. And for anyone who is hurting right now, just know that the Lord loves you. Your pain will be an amazing gain down the road. That anything that you're going through,
yes.
Try to open up your heart.
He will heal you. There is healing available. Anything else, Socrates?
The love of God to touch your hearts and bring you to the kingdom of heaven and bring heaven down, no hell up.
Amen. We got to keep the darkness. Light is greater than darkness. So come on out of the dark. Get on the winning team. We are on the winning team, even though we don't feel like it all the time. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he gives us the desires of our heart when we delight in him. There is good news. This is good news. And you don't have to sit around full of negative poison every Friday night from 5 to 6. Now, you got to be strong. You got to be bold. You got to be calm. You got to be cool. You got to stay together. Love will save the day. We love you. God bless you. Tune in next week.